This is KERA News. Tuesday is the last day to register to vote in midterm elections, which are, believe it or not, now less than a month away. In Bexar County, election officials kept their office open extra hours over the weekend to accommodate a last-minute surge in voters signing up. That happened to coincide with the swearing-in of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. As Shelley Koffler reports, the bitter partisan fight over his nomination and confirmation has mobilized voters on both sides of the aisle.
It's Sunday afternoon, and while many Texans are cheering on their football teams, 21-year-old Alina Hilliard drives to the Bexar County Elections Office and registers to vote for the first time.
So you'll receive a card in the mail in about 2 weeks, okay? And you'll be ready to vote.
Hilliard says registering became more of a priority as she listened to Brett Kavanaugh deny that he sexually assaulted high school classmate Christine Blasey Ford. Hilliard believes Ford was telling the truth.
Him, I guess, being a public figure, it just shows that he thinks that those things are okay in regards to his past. For a man to be able to do that and just get away with stuff like that, I think it does affect me a lot.
Sylvia Mendez came to get a mail-in ballot for her 83-year-old disabled mother.
She was not happy just how Dr. Ford was treated by the Senate, so she was adamant that she wanted to place her vote.
For Democratic candidates, that is, the heated party-on-party battle over Kavanaugh's nomination has prompted protests and hate-filled social media attacks on both sides. At the Bexar County Elections Office, I also meet a Republican couple from Bernie. They've come to update their registrations. While they agree to talk, they say they don't want us to use their names, out of concern they'll be targeted by Democrats. Both say they thought Democrats played dirty as they tried to derail Kavanaugh. In a conservative neighborhood of Bexar County, about a half hour away from the elections office, I find Dolores Duderstadt, already registered and ready to vote. Her front yard is decorated with Cruz and Abbott signs. Duderstadt says she agrees with the couple from Bernie and hopes Republicans won't become complacent now that Kavanaugh's been confirmed.
If the Republicans lose their majority in either house, the progress that we've been seeing is going to stop.
At a nearby convenience store, Renee Augusto is just as adamant that Democrats need to flip the House, the Senate, or both. He believes Republicans prevented a thorough FBI investigation of Kavanaugh, and voters shouldn't forget that.
We're going to go Democrat because I think the Republicans are basically a scam.
The passions surrounding Kavanaugh have prompted Texans, Republican and Democrat, to really pay attention to the election for the first time. But voters often have short memories, and the rage that motivated protests and registrations in the past few weeks may fizzle by the time early voting starts October 22nd. In San Antonio, I'm Shelley Koffler.